With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says American officials have been in direct contact with a Syrian rebel group that spearheaded the overthrow of President Bashar Assad's government, but is designated a foreign terrorist organization by the United States and others. He stressed the importance of working together to support a Syrian-led transitions.
Where the United Nations plays a critical role, particularly when it comes to the provision of assistance, to the protection of minorities, to all the work that needs to happen going forward. So I look forward to this opportunity to compare notes with the envoy and to, again, think through how we can support the Syrian people in this time of both opportunity, but also a real challenge.
Blinken says there needs to be a coordinated effort to help create a new Syrian government.
We can't underestimate the challenges of this moment and in the weeks and months ahead. The Syrian population has been traumatized by decades of repression. Throughout its rule, the Assad regime stoked tensions among ethnic and religious lines to divide the Syrian people. After more than a decade of conflict and many decades of corruption, humanitarian needs of the people are massive.
Also at SRNnews.com, government officials are responding to questions about mysterious drone sightings, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There have been numerous reports of drones flying at night in New Jersey and other parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said there's no evidence the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. That echoes statements from the Pentagon and New Jersey's governor. But several lawmakers want more answers, and Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the drones should be shot down if necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A historic discovery in Syria, SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad have been going through his multiple palaces, and amongst the loot and fast cars and other treasures, they've unearthed a 500-year-old Torah scroll. It was discovered in the basement of one of Assad's palaces and testifies to the thriving Jewish community that long existed in Syria. Paul came to Christ on the road to Damascus, where he was planning to persecute believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another anti-Semitic incident in Australia. Vandals have torched a car and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel slogans in a Sydney suburb. This attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate increasing incidents of such crimes across the country. Authorities say the town where the latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. Last week's arson at a Melbourne synagogue marked an escalation in anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. It's a big donation for a worthy cause in Ohio.
The organization spearheading installation of a monument to women's suffrage at the Ohio State House has received an anonymous $1 million donation. The Capitol Square Foundation announced the gift made in tribute to the late Joanne Davidson, the trailblazing first female speaker of the Ohio House, who died in October. After years of planning, the sculpture's monument design was approved by the Capitol Square Review and Advisory Board just last month. Unveiling schedule for 2026. John Scott reporting.
Alaska Airlines says it will launch service from Seattle to Tokyo and Seoul next year as part of a plan to boost international flying in the next several years. The airline raised its fourth quarter profit outlook and publicized a plan to boost profit by $1 billion over 3 years, and Alaska Airlines is announcing a plan to spend $1 billion buying back its own stock. More at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.